Hi, everybody. Welcome to a mini-sode of No Story is Sacred. It is, again, a third Wednesday. If you've never listened before, we're basically four siblings who grew up talking about the art of storytelling. Now that we're adults, we're still talking about it, and we're inviting you to join the conversation. Today, we're talking about our Hogwarts houses. I'm Kat.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Pippin.
And I'm Alex.
All right, there's four of us. There's four Hogwarts houses. I'm sorry, listeners, you should know by now, this is part of the zeitgeist. We're talking Harry Potter. Hogwarts had four houses. Those were Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff. There's four of us. You'd think we'd be able to divide evenly, right? That's what makes a good school, right?
Divide and conquer.
Having four equal houses all together. So there's four. We're all different, right?
I'm kind of curious what you guys think. I think there's the self-assessment, and then there's what other people say, right?
Well, there's the official Pottermore assessment, which
I've never done it.
You've never done Pottermore?
You've never done it?
I thought we made you do it. Right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on our recording, Brendan is going to go and find out what his Pottermore house is.
Lord. It takes too long.
God, does it really?
I think so. I mean,
I don't remember it taking long. I felt it took way less time than it should.
Well, I don't know if they make you still do the whole thing.
I think they changed the test a bit.
All right, so all the rest of us have. I don't know what to
do
with Brendan.
We're on top of it.
Apparently. Or nerds. It's one or the other.
I really thought we made Brendan do it before.
Hold on.
We need to place bets on what house we think Brendan is so that we can edit in later which one he is.
Oh, good call. Very nice. We'll just leave a long pause at the end. We should put up a Twitter quiz, too. Just be like, who do you think he is? Does he think he is? God.
My bet. Slytherin.
Mm-hmm. I'm betting he's a Gryffindor like me, which is...
I was thinking Gryffindor, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, I'm a self-hating Gryffindor.
You're such a Gryffindor.
I don't want to be a Gryffindor. I want to be a Hufflepuff.
You're a Griffin dork.
And see Slytherin.
Maybe he is Slytherin. Shit. Okay.
He might be Slytherin.
All right. Pippin, you?
I am a Ravenclaw.
Slytherin. I'm sorry, what?
Fuck you. Right now, I'm underneath a Ravenclaw throw blanket.
That's just what a Slytherin would do. Hiding in plain sight.
I wear my Ravenclaw scarf to work every day.
Again, you're just trying to lull people into a false sense of complacency.
Listen, I have a lot of friends who are Slytherins.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, wow, that sounds really bad.
I have a lot of Slytherin friends. I can tell those kinds of jokes.
Oh. So, what do we know about the four houses?
There's still a couple more.
Yeah, Kat.
Yeah, let's skip over our beloved brothers.
I wasn't going to skip over him. It was going to be a gentle, like, perambulation of the topic. But fine, fuck y'all for my art.
Listen, Alex. We're not sacrificing efficiency and coherency for your quote-unquote art.
That's just what my editor said.
Your editor was right.
I'm sorry, what? What was that?
Nothing. Hey, Al.
And breaking this the trend of twins and houses, I'm also a Ravenclaw.
Uh-oh.
One to twin powers activate.
Nerd fight.
I wore my Ravenclaw tie to my interview.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
Got the job, too.
I gave him that for Christmas.
Yeah. Nicely done, everybody.
Well, it's mainly because that's my red tie. It wasn't going with it's my white shirt anymore.
That's true.
Well, fine.
It just didn't go. But you know what? That's a very smart move. That's a very Ravenclaw move. Ladies and gentlemen, can we talk for a minute about the different houses and what they're supposed to represent?
Sure.
Sure.
After that, can we talk about how the house system is actually kind of stupid?
Sure. in that it, yeah, like, no, I'm about to jump straight into it. I'm not going to. Okay. Gryffindor, we're supposed to be the courageous, brave, stupid ones, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You're jocks.
Yep. Very brave. idiots.
Never saw a problem they didn't want to punch in the face.
If they're given a challenge of how do you get to the bottom of this cliff, they jump down.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, that reminds me. There was a fic I read ages ago that now I don't remember.
It had the best definition of the four houses imaginable. Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't remember the fic.
I can probably find the fic because it is, I think I recommended it somewhere and used that as an example of how fucking genius it was.
Yeah.
But basically the gist of the fic, and we'll link to it because I'm gonna find it, is you have the four houses. If they were trying to get to the bottom of a cliff, Gryffindors would jump.
Slytherin would push someone else. A Ravenclaw would get a magic carpet, and a Hufflepuff would get 500 other Hufflepuffs, and they would dig a stair.
Yep. You can really see which was the one who, I believe this was definitely a Hufflepuff and or Hufflepuff Ravenclaw discussion. The non-
Definite side eye at the other two.
Yes, there is. Let's see. Slytherin are supposed to be the bad guys, which is always a good thing to label 11-year-olds immediately upon entering their school system.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to turn out to be evil? Who's going to turn out to be evil? It's you!
Who's my little bad guy? You are!
But they are also supposed to be self-serving or something like that.
Ambitious.
Ambitious.
Clever. Clever in a connotation of a bad way.
Yeah.
Cunning.
They're snakes. That's their house thing.
Snakes. Snakes.
Sneeple. So. I killed Pippin. I killed her.
I'm fine.
Wait, Brent, would that mean Solid Snake from Metal Gear series is a Slytherin? Because he's Solid Snake.
Snake all the way through.
Snakes on snakes on snakes.
On a plane.
Yes.
To fly down to the bottom of the cliff. and then Hufflepuff are supposed to be the, they are...
the rest.
Okay, wow. Great
finders.
They're particularly good finders.
Hufflepuffs I have bad respect for.
Yeah, they're hardworking.
They are, they stick together. I will say also... their mascot is a badger. Badgers will fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
Any badger don't care.
Mm-mm.
I was just going to say, also, they have Cedric fucking Diggory.
Yeah, they do.
Well, had.
Oh.
spoiler much? God. So then you have, did we get everybody? Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, Gryffindor. Yeah, that's everybody. Oh, Ravenclaw are supposed to be very clever. But not in a snotty way, in a nerd way.
Yep.
Yeah, not necessarily in like a book smart, good grades kind of way.
No.
The not dumbasses.
They're, well.
We're all like, doing our own research, may or may not assigned in class.
Yeah. I think it's very, Luna Lovegood, Loony Lovegood was a Ravenclaw. And I think that that's particularly telling.
Yeah.
I love Luna.
Yeah. Although there's a very good argument to be made that it's not so much what you actually are that tells what house you're going to get put in, but rather what you value. So for instance, occasionally there's, as we see in the books, there's some not that bright Slytherins. Not that bright. But if they value ambition, if they value the Slytherin house, then that's why they're in Slytherin. And that's a good argument for why Harry Potter himself was stuck in Gryffindor as opposed to any of the other fucking houses he could have gone into. It's because he valued Gryffindor, even though Gryffindor is a trash house, and I hate that I'm part of it.
It's a fine house.
I hate it.
It's a very, very, very fine house.
You know, they're full of good... Are you trashing the house of Hermione Granger?
Hermione Granger, let's just put this on the table. Hermione Granger valued some things that she probably shouldn't have when she was 11.
Of Remus Lupin?
Wait, I thought he was Ravenclaw.
Nope.
No, he was Gryffindor.
He was Gryffindor.
Ah.
All the Marauders were Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Which, you know, kind of like invalidated in Hagrid's statement of never met an evil wizard that weren't in a Slytherin as he's driving the motorcycle of Sirius Black, who got sent to Azkaban and was in Gryffindor.
This is going
to
be a real deep cut on an episode for people who haven't read any Harry Potter.
Which is not that many, but
they exist. They exist.
I'm sure.
I talked with a guy. I'm actually friends with him still on OkCupid for some time, who had never seen nor read Harry Potter.
I mean,
impressive.
I know. I mean, to be fair, he was off in, like, I don't know, Iraq at the time. To be fair, kind of, I think that might be an excuse. But then he came back and he's like, still don't want to get into it. And this is why it didn't work.
Oh. You know, a little sidebar here. You know, we've been talking about Gryffindor and the Slytherins and all that. I will say one thing I was kind of disappointed with the book series about was you'd imagine in the final battle that there'd be some opportunistic Slytherins that would be like, wait a second, what's the track record on this kid? He seems to really, on average, come out on top on these encounters with the Dark Lord.
He beat Voldemort as a baby.
So if I was the ambitious sort, I'd probably, you know, hedge my bets and hang out with Team Good Guys. Because you know what? That is probably a straight shot to becoming
not in Azkaban.
Not in Azkaban, for one. And, hey, a nice ministry position. You got Harry Potter's back in college or in Hogwarts. That gets you something.
You will be shocked and surprised to find out where that got fixed. Pip, you know where. Ready? Starts with an F, ends with fic.
Fanfic.
It's what's for dinner.
I was worried that you were trying to get me to go for a specific fanfic, and I was like, I haven't read as many as you have.
It's Harry Potter and the Horror and Pain of the Artiste.
Wow. I feel very attacked and called out, and
as you should.
Shit.
So, by the way, I actually finished the little Pottermore quiz thing.
Ooh. All right. Wait. Did we all make our bets? I was saying Gryffindor.
I was saying Gryffindor.
I was saying Slytherin.
Okay.
And it said Gryffindor.
Damn. Woo!
I was surprised too.
Now, Brent, is that what you wanted? Is that what you feel? Are you going to join me in the self-hating Gryffindor?
Well, here's the thing. When you get down to it, I actually kind of like, you know, value like the Hufflepuff mantra and all that. You know, actually doing productive shit. That there's something to be said for that. On the other hand, there is something to be said about actually taking action for progress and stuff like that. So I can understand either way.
Ugh. Wait, do you get the welcome letter still? To the house.
Do I?
Because when I took the Pottermore test back in its old version, you got welcome to the house. You got a letter from your prefect.
Oh, Lord.
I started giving the lowdown on Hogwarts, you know, and all the stuff around, and it gave you that house's opinion on, like, all the other houses.
That's so great. I remember that.
And you know,
these people are jerks.
Well, from the Ravenclaw perspective, Hufflepuff, we love Hufflepuff, go Puffs. Slytherin, they've got a reputation, but they're not all bad. But the Gryffindors, wow, they are loud.
I'll say this, I'm betting the Gryffindors have the best parties.
No, I'm betting Slytherins.
No, Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
They're next to the kitchens.
Oh.
That scans. Now,
Fair enough.
There was actually this amazing post that somebody put up that was a really fantastic meta about how the house breakdown really comes to. And it came down to like four questions, and I'm trying to find it right now.
What is your name? What is your quest?
And what is your favorite color?
Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah.
No.
Yellow!
Nerds. I wish I could find it because it was truly genius. It came to, again, it was that question of values. What do you value?
There is, Kat's looking that up. The welcome letters thing that Pip mentioned. There is a really fantastically funny, I think it's an audio sketch by David Mitchell. Yeah.
Of the Welcome to Hufflepuff House.
Yes. The bumbling badger of mediocrity.
Oh, man. Poor Hufflepuff.
They got it rough.
Yeah.
Look, I think everybody has a Hufflepuff best friend.
My best friend is a Slytherin.
Wow.
That makes sense, though. That scans.
Yeah. But no, I was going to say something, but I don't remember what. So I'm just going to briefly mention how if I want to start fights with anybody.
No, don't do it.
I'm not going to start that particular fight. I'm going to do a general overview of what fights can occur.
Okay.
If you want to get in fights with people, you talk Hogwarts house headcanons for shows. Like, I am ready to throw down about Daredevil houses.
Oh, no.
Because I am convinced that show is about Slytherins and the Hufflepuffs who love them.
No.
But everyone else is all like, no, this character is Hufflepuff or Slytherin or Gryffindor. And I'm like, nope. Look at all those Slytherins. Look at all those Hufflepuffs who put up with them.
Wait. So you're saying that Matt, Mr. Who froze himself into a dumpster, isn't a Gryffindor?
I'm saying he's a Slytherin.
Oh,
wait, this is a fight.
Wait, Steve Rogers is a Hufflepuff, right? Listen! Right?
Listen, I will fight you.
You'll fight this on the beaches.
Wait, is Matt doing a self-imposed kind of Catholic torture around himself by being in Slytherin?
No, I'm just saying that he has some ambitions. It's just his ambitions tends toward the vigilante side. He's going to clean his city up. And then there's Fisk, who is also a Slytherin and doing it. Yeah, that's the clear-cut one.
Actually, no, I see him as one of the rare evil Hufflepuffs.
You know what? Ooh. This is what I was talking about.
Evil Hufflepuff. I love it.
Okay, I think that this comes down to one of those great truths about any fandom is, first of all, for any fandom, you can get into a fist fight about Hogwarts houses.
Yep.
About your headcanons in general.
Yep. For any fandom, you can, again, get into a fist fight about what demon people have. What demon? His Dark Materials series.
Which I just started, actually.
Ah.
I got through the second book and then...
I got halfway through the second book.
Oh, God, you guys, you gotta get all the way through. Otherwise, it's not complete. Okay, anyway. Brendan will back me up as soon as he finishes reading it. Or, you know, there's 3A and 3B. 3A is that there's a Parks and Rec quote that is... applicable for every fandom, like an indirect quote. And do you guys remember that wonderful webcomic? Shit.
A Softer World.
Thank you. A Softer World. There is no fandom that you can't make a Softer World cartoon about.
A Softer World, Bren, or anyone else, is this wonderful comic of, I guess, like found photos, maybe? Or photos in general and sort of existential text. I don't know. It's difficult to explain. It's called A Softer World. If you look up the Tumblr, A Softer Avengers, that's a great example.
I bet there's a Softer Hogwarts. I'm going to look it up right now.
But yeah, no, they're great and occasionally heart-wrenching. It's amazing.
It will make you cry on the regular.
Oh, yeah. It'll give you feels.
A Softer Hogwarts. If it doesn't have it, who wants to get the domain name? There it is, A Softer Hogwarts. Hello. Hi, Tumblr. I love you.
Okay. So let's bring this back around to get to the end of our mini-sode here. A true mini-sode this time.
What? So of the four of us and four Hogwarts houses, we all covered two of them.
Two of them.
Good job, team.
Woo! look at that spread.
Although, you know, again, I could see my, you know, Al has a point. I could see myself, you know, being a Slytherin side as well, because, you know, ambition's a thing.
I can see the Slytherin, you know. So I think the rest of us, our secondary is probably Hufflepuff.
Wow.
Okay, guys.
Listen, what?
Guys.
Yes.
I'm actually reading A Softer Hogwarts. And one of them is just a picture of Ron broken up into three. And the first panel, it says, it takes two people to make sex good. Middle panel has nothing. Third panel says, but only one spider to make it terrible. See? There's a softer world for every fandom.
Every scenario.
Just like there's a text from last night for every fandom.
That's right. God damn it. Text from last night. You know, I feel like, all right, end of the mini-sode. Ladies and gentlemen, your Ravenclaw and Gryffindor hosts have spoken, and I'm going to say straight out, I'm going to link to at least one fanfic that has a Slytherin acting intelligently with ambition per Brendan, and of course, I will also link to all of these wonderful meme sources. Because what's the point of a podcast if we don't tell you to look up something to read later?
Exactly.
We're the podcast that gives you homework. You're welcome.
Required reading.
It's not required.
It's only funny if you read it after.
It's on the syllabus.
Hey, you know, I think we could have a no book club is sacred.
You know what? Play it again, Sam. Take us out.
All right, so that was our mini-sode on our Hogwarts houses. As always, if you have a story to submit, head on over to nostoryissacred.com/submission. Follow us on Twitter at nostoryissacred, or you can send us an email through contact@nostoryissacred.com. Your hosts have been Alex McDonald, Brendan McDonald, Pippin McDonald, and Catherine Crichton. Editing for this episode is done by Brendan. Transcript is done by Ashley DaCosta. Art by Jay Wolf. Show notes and transcript are available at nostoryissacred.com. Thanks for listening, everyone, and please rate, review, and subscribe to No Story is Sacred. You can also visit our Patreon page to support the show and get neat rewards at patreon.com/nostoryissacred.
I might put up a post on Patreon of just more links to fanfic. I'm so sorry, guys.
There we go.
Our Patreon, do what you want.
God damn, I will.
The rough guide to fanfic land.
Oh, it would be very... Okay, I'm not going to tell that joke.
Very rough. Until next time, where no story is sacred and any story can be changed. This is Brendan.
This is Kat.
This is Pippin.
And this is Alex.
And we're...
No story is sacred.
Or alternatively, no Hogwarts house is sacred.